UCXF PRI conference. I'm here with Stephen Rana of US Exium. Welcome.
Thank you.
So just a couple of questions. Firstly, the one that's probably most pressing at the moment is the reauthorization bill. Where are we at with that?
I think we're in very good shape right now. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of when, not if, we're going to be reauthorized. A couple of things, important things that have happened in Congress and in the White House with respect to our reauthorization is that the House of Representatives has passed a 10-year reauthorization bill for Exium. That's the good news. There were attempts to try to get a bipartisan solution on that legislation, which in the House of Representatives today, to try to do anything on a bipartisan basis is pretty difficult. So the fact that House committee that deals with Exium reauthorization tried very hard to come up with a bipartisan bill, and they really got hung up on one issue, and that was Chinese state-owned enterprises and whether Exium can be engaged in any financing that involved them. That was the kind of the hang-up issue, so the Democrats who control the majority in the House went ahead with a Democrat-supported-only bill, but it's very positive from the fact that they did a bill, and it passed the House of Representatives. And as a result, it's also gotten the White House and President Trump to declare his position with respect to Exium reauthorization, in which, in stating that they opposed the House bill because it was partisan, they support a 10-year clean reauthorization, clean meaning no amendments to our current charter, for 10 years, which is an important statement from the White House to make, which now kind of kicks the ball over to the Senate. And in the Senate, they're not going to take a standalone Exium bill to the floor of the Senate, debate it, and pass it. They don't have enough time for that. What is happening is that they will roll an Exium reauthorization into a larger spending bill that's being negotiated right now. That has to be completed by December 20th, unless Congress gives itself another extension to that date, but at least they've given themselves a deadline of December 20th. And what we need to happen is that the authorizing committee, which is the Senate Banking Committee, needs to create a position on Exium reauthorization and provide that position to the appropriators who are putting together the spending bill and ask for its inclusion or attachment to that spending bill. That is the path that it will go. So there are two steps that the Senate has to take. One, it has to find consensus within the Senate itself on what the term should be. And then it has to look at the fact that the House has its bill, and they have to figure out how do we reconcile differences with the House bill. Because in the end, it's all going to get rolled into this larger spending bill. That is where we are right now. And that's where we're hoping that this progresses and moves forward and gets done by December 20th.
So you mentioned there the 10 years. You've previously seen terms of like 2 years before being renewed.
Five years. You know, I think the prevailing viewpoint amongst lawmakers is that, you know, we need an export credit agency, and to have short-term reauthorizations kind of casts it into doubt, and that doesn't signal strongly to U.S. exporters that the U.S. government's there to try to facilitate those exports if we're only going to authorize on a five-year basis.
Do you have any new trade finance product offerings?
We are undertaking a very comprehensive initiative right now to review our policies and our products. Because I've been with the bank for 3 months now. I'm a political appointee. And one of the first questions I asked my team, which are all the underwriters, what's working, what's not working? And the latter question was like, you know, we haven't revised, renewed some of our policies and products in 20 plus years. And as a result, we are not well aligned in some cases with where business is today. So what my intention is, along with Chairman Reed and the other political appointees, the Exim Bank, is to evolve the U.S. Exim Bank into a 21st century export credit agency. We are now in the 20th century of the way we view exports and view supporting exporters and our policies and our products and how we are aligning and competing with the competition of other export credit agencies around the world. So we're undertaking this comprehensive review right now. We have developed a number of recommendations that my team has put together for changes going forward. And all these recommendations are based on what they are seeing through their interaction with clients and what works and doesn't work. And we're going to be undergoing an Ex-Im-wide review of the various different divisions of Ex-Im, like our risk management division, our general counsel division, and we'll be reviewing these recommendations, our policy division. We'll be reviewing them and coming to consensus on which ones we want to advance to the chairman for her consideration of enactment, if it's within her authority to make such a change, or whether we have to go to the board and get board approval for a change. But we're going to have a slate of modifications that hopefully will be positive steps towards bringing U.S. Ex-Im Bank into the 21st century. It's not going to be just one step and done. We'll take a first launch at this and try to get a number of these policies and products approved, and then we'll continue to look as we go along and evolve further.
Thinking sort of China, trade war, have you seen a decrease in exposures to the Asian market due to the trade war, or is there actually been more?
You know, our board got stood back up now 7 months ago, and there really hasn't been any region where we're, in that short time, we're seeing any drop-off or necessarily a pickup. What we're seeing is that a range of U.S. exporters are coming to U.S. Ex-Im and saying, here's what we're considering doing. How can you help us? And in some cases, we're in the process of applications and processing those applications and having the board approve them. With respect to China, it's very interesting is that what has been missing from U.S. exporters' ability to compete abroad has been financing, and particularly as they're facing the Chinese, but it's not just the Chinese. It's even our friends in UKEF or in Hermes or, you know, other European export credit agencies. They are there on the ground offering their businesses in their countries financing packages, and the U.S. exporters got nothing. So we need to be back on the stage, and I think policymakers are seeing that that's a very important reason why Ex-Im needs to be reauthorized, in addition to the overall mission of facilitating U.S. exports, but particularly with what they're seeing with how the Chinese are operating and how other countries are reacting through export credit agencies to this competitiveness in the international marketplace. And that you need to be able to provide financing packages, particularly when you're dealing with lesser developed countries, if you're going to be able to compete. And it's just the way it is.